It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. We've made it a custom during April, Earth Month, to update some of our past stories. And today we have a mostly good news story to report. 2 years ago, we spoke with Gary Cook of Greenpeace about its campaign to persuade major internet companies to use renewable sources of electricity. Greenpeace calculates that the IT industry is the sixth largest consumer of electricity worldwide, and its greenhouse gas emissions are roughly equivalent to those of the airline industry. Well, now Greenpeace reports some companies have made amazing progress in this arena, though there are some laggards. Gary Cook joins me now to discuss the new report. Welcome back to Living on Earth, Gary.
Thanks very much, Steve. Good to be here.
So back in 2012, you criticized Apple for using carbon-intensive energy from coal plants to power its servers. Let's listen.
Apple is one of the most innovative and popular companies in the world. They challenge us all to think different in the past, and what we really need to see Apple is accept that challenge with regards to its energy use for its cloud. And so what they need to be doing is demanding better from Duke Energy, who has a number of coal plants very close by that use mountaintop removal coal from Appalachia, and they're a big customer. They have the ability to demand better, demand that Duke think different and provide them clean energy.
Well, Gary Cook, it's been 2 years. How's Apple doing now?
Apple has been thinking different. Fortunately for us all, just after we spoke, they had made a commitment to become 100% renewably powered. And as of the end of last year, they have actually made that goal. So it's been quite a big shift.
100% renewable energy. How's that possible?
It requires some effort. Apple has done a lot in North Carolina, where they have their largest data center in terms of deploying two different solar farms and an on-site fuel cell that's powered with biogas energy. So it's all renewable. They have several other data centers, which they're, you know, depending on the location. In Oregon, they're using wind. In Nevada, they're using solar again. So they've actually shown a commitment from the top, been very aggressive, probably the most aggressive of any of the brands, to make sure as they grow, they're going with clean energy.
Biogas, where are they getting that from?
Currently, they're getting that from landfill and some other renewable sources, the landfill methane capture in the southeast, and are having that piped to where their data center is in North Carolina.
What other companies are doing what you see as a good job when it comes to powering the internet?
Well, fortunately, we've seen it's not just Apple. We've seen Facebook and Google. They've been very aggressive as well. Facebook is a great example of the transition we've seen the last 2 years, where 2 or 3 years ago, they were growing quickly, building locations that was mostly coming from coal power. But their data center they announced just over a year ago in Iowa is now going to be 100% renewable, and as a result of their investment there has gotten the utility to spend over $2 billion in a new wind farm investment, and it's resulted in the largest order of wind turbines in history. So it shows when companies hear from their customers, get motivated, and have real commitment, they can make a big difference about where their energy comes from.
Wow, so the Facebook, the company, is actually driving a change at the utility level, you're saying?
Exactly. Our online world, it uses a lot of electricity. If it's a country, it would rank up there in the top six in electricity consumption. But if we grow it in the right ways, with the right power, it actually has the potential to help us make that transition to renewables. And we've seen a few of the companies like Rackspace and Salesforce and Box also make big commitments to renewable energy. And they're starting to shift what powers the grid.
So technology, what internet-related companies aren't doing such a good job that you found in your latest survey?
Most prominent would probably be Amazon.
From your perspective, how bad is Amazon? How much climate-destroying power are they using, do you think?
It's difficult to tell, to be honest, because Amazon is unfortunately very much reluctant to reveal any information on where they get the energy from or how large they are. A lot of other online properties use their data centers. Netflix is one of them. They use them instead of building their own. We have done our own assessment and put that out there. Because they're such big customers, if they were committed to renewable energy in the same way that some of these other companies are, they could really start to shift the needle on where that grid gets its energy. And honestly, the longer they wait, the more they risk in terms of their brand and their market share, because I think some of their biggest competitors are leading the way in renewables. And the longer they wait, the longer they'll have to catch up.
Where's Microsoft in all of this?
Microsoft has been one that has unfortunately been lagging behind. They have made a commitment to be carbon neutral, but up until recently, at least, they had been mainly doing that through buying carbon offsets and paper renewable energy credits. However, just a few months ago, they made their first long-term contract for wind energy in Texas to power their data center in San Antonio. So that's a great sign. We hope to see more from them in the months to come.
How big of a deal is this, Gary? I mean, how much does powering the internet contribute to climate change?
Others have estimated it's roughly on par with airline travel in terms of the greenhouse gas emissions. And it's growing very quickly. Right now, its best estimates is we have between 2.5 to 3 billion people who are currently online, and expected that to double by the end of the decade. So more and more people are going to be relying on this technology. And that's probably a good thing in many ways. But if we do it with the same old energy sources we had before, it would actually take us in the other direction. And I think you see companies who say, hey, we can do better than that. We don't have to take just whatever is off the rack. We can demand better and use our buying power in ways that makes their energy green and makes the grid green for all of us.
Gary Cook is a senior policy analyst for Greenpeace. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks so much, Steve.